Robert and Mary. Call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to Austria, everyone. Robert and Mary with you for the final segment of this week's broadcast as we put the finishing touches on our live broadcast today from the Danube River aboard the Alma Viola River ship as we sail between Vienna and Krems. And this portion of the program is sponsored by MyPillow.com.
Whether you're away traveling like we are this week or you're at home listening, getting a good night's sleep is always important. Join the millions of people who are sleeping better and get yourself, or you can give someone for Christmas or the holidays, a MyPillow. And right now, when you use promo code Rudy, you'll get our special buy one, get one free offer. Just go to MyPillow.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, when we started this trip with Alma Waterways in Budapest, Hungary earlier in the week, and while we were out there touring the city, we took some time to visit their popular Christmas markets, and here's what we encountered.
All right, so we're in the middle of the Budapest open markets right now, the Christmas markets, on a beautiful day, enjoying ourselves. We happened to come across both Holly and her husband, Joe. They are from Punta Gorda, Florida. They're visiting Budapest right now. We understand this is her third trip to Budapest. So we felt, since we're here at the Christmas markets, Mary and I both decided we could not have a Holly on the show. So Holly, very nice to meet you. Thanks for just giving us a couple minutes.
My pleasure, yes.
So a long way we're right now we are from Holly. Home, but we're standing here in the markets. They're beautiful, aren't they?
They surely are, yes. And the smells are wonderful.
Oh, the smells. We're looking at the foods right now and all the activity going on. So your third time to Budapest. Mm-hmm. For folks home in the States right now, if they have not been to Budapest, give them a little flavor of this city and what you love about it. What's brought you back three times?
It's a beautiful city. We've been here every time with river cruises, and it's one of the stops along the cruise, but it's a beautiful city. The architecture is beautiful. Just traveling around, it's divided in the middle with the river. The Danube runs through it. One side has the castle and all that historic part of it. The side we're on now has more the business part of it. But one of the highlights for me in the past was going to the synagogue. They have a fabulous synagogue here.
And from what we understand, it's one of the largest in the world?
Yes, yes. And it was really beautiful. It has a tree in the middle of it that has the leaves on it, were little metal leaves with people's names on it that I believe were killed during the Holocaust. I mean,
right.
It was very moving.
Right. So, Holly, as we stand here, as Robert said, we're standing next to this food portion of this outdoor
yes.
Christmas market, and it's tough to get that across on radio, but it smells good to me.
It
what
smells
do you think?
Good to me. It reminds me, I'm originally from New Jersey and New York, and it smells like chestnuts roasting, is what I can smell.
Agree,
yes.
What do you have your eyes set on here?
Well, I heard here, about but... this cake that is supposedly, mm-hmm. I can't pronounce the name of it, starts with a K.
Yes.
But supposed to be really delicious.
Yes, with cinnamon and soaked
cinnamon
in,
and
some
soaked
sort
in
of
rum
wine
or something, or wine, yes.
Mary also came for that, and also the hot wine we're going to go for
the
as
hot
well.
Wine,
yeah,
yes.
So we're going to go enjoy that.
Blue wine.
Well, very nice to meet you. We really appreciate it. Enjoy Budapest.
Well,
Merry
thank
Christmas.
You. I'm sure I will. Merry Christmas to you both.
Okay, so we're here with Stuart now. So, Stuart, you're from Yorkshire, England?
That's right.
So tell us, what's brought you to the Christmas markets, and what are you enjoying about them the most?
Well, it was a trip from my girlfriend, so it was a nice Christmas surprise. The markets here are brilliant. The quality of goods is really high, certainly much better than you would get in England.
And the prices are very reasonable.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of handmade stuff here that is clearly time has been taken.
And there's a number of markets here in the city, from St. Stephen's also to the Covered Market that we've been to. A lot of activity, a lot of fun. Clearly, you've got a lot of shopping ahead of you for Christmas, don't you?
Well, actually, we're going in about an hour, but we've had a few days here, which has been really nice. A lovely city.
Stuart, very nice to meet you. Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
So now we're here with Andrea, a local resident in Budapest. Andrea, how long have you lived in Hungary? Your whole life?
Yes, I was born and raised in Budapest.
Okay, so it's nice to meet you. Thanks for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. Hello.
So we want to talk about these Christmas markets, and how important are these Christmas markets to not only the locals, but of course the visitors who come here each year?
They really bring the city alive. Budapest is a very important destination, I think, for many people, but it really gives just a very special touch to the city at Christmas.
Right.
It is wonderful because the local locals, for instance, myself, I come here to find little treasures like handmade little gadgets, watsits from the countryside. Vendors can come here, not only from Hungary, but from outside Hungary, from Transylvania, from Slovakian territories, and bring their hand-stitched, beautiful art,
beautiful
leatherwork,
and crafts. And, you know, we had somebody on earlier. You'd be the perfect person to ask us or tell us how to pronounce this donut that we're seeing that begins with a K. Please tell us what it's called.
It's called Kürtős kalács.
Okay.
And it is or hollow cake. It looks like a small chimney.
So Kutu kalács. That's
close.
Okay. But the markets here, one thing that we have noticed as compared to other markets that we've been to in Europe or other parts of the world, they're different than the German markets that we've been to, for sure. What brings you here? What do you like most about the markets?
I really love the atmosphere. This little cottage-style little booths that you see around. You can also, once you've done the shopping, then you can sit down and enjoy a nice glass of hot wine, for instance, or wonderful food that that has also been sold here. Or me and my family with the kids, when we come here, we also sit into the Gerbo Cafe House and maybe just order a nice slice of cake, cup of coffee or tea, and watch the passers-by.
Well, I can tell you're having a lot of fun. Really nice to meet you.
Indeed.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Budapest is really an absolutely beautiful city, everyone. It's a place we would recommend that you certainly put on your to-do list if you haven't visited it already.
And folks, that's going to do it. It's time for us to put a wrap on this week's edition of your RM World Travel Connection. Live today from the Danube River with AMA Waterways River Cruises. Special thanks to all our guests who appeared on the show with us today and to everyone here in Austria with AMA Waterways for helping us with today's broadcast. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates and sponsors, and certainly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.